you ever had challenging times in your life? How did you pull through? Did you give up? Or did you give in? Did you question God? Or despite all, you came out victorious? Hi guys, welcome to my podcast, Growing With Praises. Today I'm going to be sharing something I titled, Life's Journey. Did you know that whatever difficult challenge you're faced with is not your end, rather it is just a process? Life is a journey to be enjoyed between now and when the Master returns. There is a lot to be enjoyed. Therefore, no one should live a frustrated life. So many people say life is full of ups and downs. That is fact. But that in itself is not truth. What then is truth? Truth is God's realm of life and accuracy. Truth is anything that is consistent with the Word of God. So as long as it is not consistent with the Word of God, it is a lie, because God only utters truth. So where in the Word of God have you seen the phrase that says life is full of ups and downs? Rather, it says the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. The Amplify says, the life of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and clearer. That is from one level of glory to the other. Now, I love the way the Message translation puts it. It says, the ways of the right living people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. Family, the truth in the kingdom of God has nothing to do with physical manifestation or sensory perception. That is why he says, let the weak say, I am strong. Because that is the truth about him. But are there times when we go through difficulties that look as though we will be swallowed up by it? Yes. So what do we do in moments like that? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. So, there is such a thing as the evil day. Did you know that? It is the day when hell breaks loose against you. It is the day when Satan and his demons decide to settle on your matter, and nothing physical can save you. It is that day when money will fail you, when doctors will fail you, when family wouldn't be able to help you, when friends will deny you. The evil day is that day when sudden strange events will happen that will be beyond the physical control. And the only thing that will be able to save you is the investment that you have made in the spirit. Life is spiritual, and the spiritual world has no time for excuses. There is no sympathy in the war front of life. So therefore, in this life's journey, you must learn to grow your faith in the time of peace. Oh, don't get it twisted. The evil day is not one that you can rebuke. It is one that you must get prepared for. You see, just the way we young people say, I don't want to be caught on fresh, that is the same way we shouldn't be caught unawares. So here's what to do as a child of God. Learn the Word of God in the days of peace. Have it inside of you, so that in that day of crisis, you'll be undaunted. You'll not be shaken, And this is because in that evil day, it is what you have on your inside that will put you over. And so I ask you, what is loaded on your inside? What do you have inside of you that is strong enough to help you withstand that evil day? What do you know? How much have you invested in your spirit? Listen, God wants you to enjoy your life. He wants you to enjoy life's journey. It may not look smooth, but He has given you what it takes to overcome and win daily. And what has He given us? What has He given you? First of all, He has given you the name of Jesus. So here's what to do. Learn now to begin to use it to improve everything about your life. Use the name of Jesus to improve your health, to improve your career, to improve your finance, to improve everything about you. Secondly, He has given you His word. How much of it do you know? How much of it have you put to work? Or is it one of those literatures to you? The Word of God has been tested and trusted to be infallible. Begin now to get acquainted with it, so that the challenges of life and that evil day will be as bread to you. Thirdly, He has given us prayer. I'm talking about a divine intimacy with God and the Holy Ghost. A dear man of God, Dr. Prince Buma, once said, "The importance of prayer is not so much the answer as it is the impact it has on your spirit. When you pray, you build capacity to withstand, capacity to overcome." Luke 18:1 tells us that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Man was fabricated to pray. Prayer is a necessity. If you want to win in life, you must pray. And when I say pray, I mean praying in the spirit. Fill your prayer bank today, so that in the day when life's journey decide to take the wrong turn, all you'd need to do is withdraw from your account, from your prayer bank, and put your life back on track. The book of John chapter 10 verse 10 from the Amplified says, "The thief comes only in order to steal and to kill and to destroy. But what did Jesus say to us? He said, 'But I come that you may enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows.'" So that is God's will for us. That is God's will for you, to enjoy life's journey. But He has also put things in place to ensure that we enjoy this journey. But then again, if we are ignorant of the things that He has put in place for us to enjoy life's journey, we become victims instead of victors. Life is a journey. So what transportation system are you using? Life is a journey. So what is your transportation system made up of? God bless you.